Good morning, beautiful friend. Hello. This music that you're listening to, it's called Most Epic Music Ever, Crescendo. It's a big title. I'll tell you why you're listening to this in just a moment. We'll listen to just a couple more seconds of it. I'll pause it there. Maybe I'll play some more later. So good morning. Hello. Good afternoon if you're listening to this. Not in the morning or maybe even in the evening. Good evening. Hello. Happy Sunday. It's time for your weekly audio love gram. And hi. I almost said, hi, I'm Sherry, because I realized I never introduced myself, but I guess you know, who it's from. The reason that I was playing you the most epic music ever, colon crescendo, as you guys know, sometimes what happens is I get an idea right before I'm going to start recording about what I want to at least start with. That's not always where it stays, but I knew this morning when I was about to start the recording, I wanted to talk to you about something I read this week that has really stayed with me. And that's usually a good sign, right? When something kind of lives with us, I think that's the sign that there's really something there to live into, right? There's something there that wants our attention. It doesn't want to be forgotten. And I pulled it up for you. It's something that is written by the author of Essentialism, Greg McKeown. And he has a second book called Effortless. I was just looking to see if I might have Effortless on my... I don't think I have it in here in the studio, but you guys have probably heard me talk about these books before. I'm a huge fan of, especially Essentialism. I love Effortless too, but Essentialism to me, it's really about getting clear on where we can have the most impact in our lives and what's most important to us, so that when we're looking at how we're living our lives and spending our time, that our focus of energy is really on those places where it matters. And so Greg does a 1 minute Wednesday little newsletter. Hold on, wait a minute. I'm a little sip of my coffee before I read to you. And so this was the 1 minute Wednesday on September 1st. And I will make sure that I post his name somewhere so that I can give him proper credit, Greg McKeown of Essentialism. He says, "Dear Essentialists, this week I've been thinking about success. What is it? How is it defined? How can it be sustained? I don't have all of the answers, but one thing is certain. Success is more than a one-time event. A lifetime of success is built over 1,000 moments, each one leading us to something bigger and better." And while I'm reading this to you, I want to insert my own little parentheses right here. When you're hearing the word success, just remember success can be success at your career. It could be success in your relationship with your romantic partner or your spouse. It could be your success as a parent. It could be your success as a creative person in the world. It could be any kind of success. So just wanted to insert that because I think that's important, at least, you know, in my message to you today, is that when we're looking at success, it's not only, as he's saying, how is it defined? How can it be sustained? But how do we even frame success in our own lives? And where do we want success? So let me read again where I left off. A lifetime of success is built over 1,000 moments, each one leading us to something bigger and better. Stephen Covey, productivity and leadership expert, called this living life in crescendo. And that's where I got my crescendo music, my most epic music ever. Living life in crescendo. This is the idea that our highest contribution always lies ahead of us. That everything we have done previously has been in preparation for some greater success. And Greg says, I find this to be deeply hopeful and inspiring. And I have to agree with him. I love this idea that the best of us, the best of who we are, and again, you know, at work, in our romantic relationships, with money, with children, with, you know, our creative life, whatever it is for you, your health, that the greatest part of us, our highest contribution, our best self, still lies ahead of us. Everything we've done previously has been in preparation for some greater success. And so he goes on to say, there's just another paragraph I want to read you. He goes on to say, look forward. You know, this is, oh, he said, here's one better way. Here's one way to better live your life in crescendo. Look forward. Feeling satisfaction from past success and learning from previous failures is important, but spending too much time looking back can leave us in danger of trying to recreate past accomplishments or continuously reliving past mistakes. Remember, you have not yet done what you've come here to do. You've not peaked. Your greatest days lie ahead. And he ends with a quote by C.S. Lewis. There are far, far better things ahead than any we leave behind. And I know that I've already taken, you know, half of my LoveGram time to read you what someone else has said, but I think it's really important. Maybe it was really important for me. Hold on, I'm going to sip my coffee again. As I said, since I read this on Wednesday, it has really stayed with me. I have a mastermind call with a friend of mine every Wednesday evening, and I remember I read it to her, and then I made a recording of it the next day, and then yesterday I found myself talking about it at dinner. It just is one of those concepts that I think can truly be life-changing. And I'll just give you some different ways that I'm looking at it and see what comes up for you, right? Again, I want you to kind of keep putting it in context of whatever's most top of mind for you at the moment. For me at the moment, what I keep relating this to is relationships, and not just romantic relationships, but, you know, as a parent, as a friend, as a family member, you know, as someone's, if you have a romantic relationship, but just the sense of relationships that, what if the best of who we are is still to come? And what if all of the moments leading up to right now when you're listening to this are the moments that have given you a foundation for how you can love, but that there's so much more available? And I have a friend, Rachel Archelaus, and we have frequently recorded conversations where we talk about, in my words, I call it expanding the container of love. Like, how can we feel more love? It is definitely not a limited, there's not a limited amount of love in the world or in any of us. And any of us who has ever had a child has been astounded at the way that it feels as if the heart grows, you know, 100-fold. Or, you know, if you've met a new friend, right? And you're just suddenly like, you have all this love for this new person, or you have a new partner, or maybe you have a new passion. You know, you've suddenly taken up playing an instrument, and all of a sudden you just feel this great love. There is this room in us for more. And I think so for me, when I hear, it's actually Stephen Covey's phrase, living life in crescendo, what it makes me think is, how can we make sure that we are aware and intentional about living in crescendo and realizing that there's more? And not in a sense of greedy more, right? Like, I need more, I need more, I need more. But in the sense of the opposite of what can all too often happen for people, which is as people age, sometimes there can be looking back, those were the days of my life. Like, oh, you know, we've all heard the classic cliche of the, you know, captain of the football team in high school, and that was the best moment of their life, right? Or, you know, I often hear people say, oh, when my children were babies, that was the best. You know, and I'm happy that people have these peak moments, right? But I do think there's something almost dangerous in allowing ourselves to believe that the best of our lives were back then, you know, in that moment with that person. Because think about the opposite of it again. Let's go back to this idea of trusting that everything up until this moment has led to the next moment, and there's an even bigger contribution we can make. And let's just talk about relationship for just a couple minutes, and then I'll wrap up. But what if in this moment we all set the intention that today, let's just take today, it doesn't even have to be for the rest of our life, let's just set the intention that for today we are going to have more love, we're going to reach out to someone or more, you know, more than one person, but we're going to intentionally create connection, and we're going to, you know, maybe bring a little bit more enthusiasm or a little bit more, you know, appreciation to that person, that we're going to show up with just an extra bit of joy, that we're not just going to allow our day to unfold, but that we're actually going to be aware of how we're, you know, shall we even say, designing the day. So for example, I am going to spend this afternoon, Ian and I are driving to cross the Golden Gate Bridge to see my friend Trisha, and her beau is performing in a Shakespeare play outside in the Redwoods. It's going to be beautiful, I'm sure of it. When I woke up today, I was thinking about, you know, who do I want to be today? Like, I don't want to just have the day kind of just come and go, but I wanted to think about how, you know, how to make it feel connected, how to really feel joyful, you know? And you guys know me, sometimes that starts with my clothes, right? Like, what can I wear that would be fun and a little bit of a gift, you know, that could feel special, that would make people realize that I didn't just, you know, throw on any old clothes, but that I knew this was a special occasion. And then I thought about, which you also have heard me talk about, my picnic basket. You know, I have this wonderful old-fashioned wicker picnic basket. And so I thought, oh, yeah, okay. You know, I'll pack up. It's already got some wine glasses in it, and maybe we'll get some, you know, cheese and crackers and olives and some dark chocolate. Trisha's bringing some wine so we can have a little bit of a, you know, some treats while we're watching the play outdoors. So, you know, so there's the clothing, there's the bringing the picnic basket, bringing some little surprises or treats. Most importantly, though, there's this idea of how do I want to show up, right? So almost visualizing how can I express warmth? How can I express gratitude? How can I bring energy to my friends, right? How can I, how can I greet people who are sitting around us with a big smile and maybe share some of our food with them? You know, there's all of that intention that goes into it. And to me, this is the first step of what Stephen Covey and Greg McKeown are talking about living life in crescendo. It's constantly building on what we already know about how to live, let's just say, a big life. I think crescendo, I should have looked up. I don't know. I in my mind, crescendo is like a building, right? It's a building up of greater and greater sound, greater energy, greater feeling. And so in my life, I've really seen this, that love is a practice. Relationships are a practice. They aren't just something that are in our life. We cultivate them. We grow them. And so how can you bring this into your day-to-day? And again, I'm just talking about relationship because, you know, that's what I love to talk about. And it happens to be what I think one of the most important aspects of our lives. So, you know, you could apply it to anything, though. You know, you could apply it to anything that's in your day-to-day of how can you bring more of yourself into it? More energy, more joy, more life force, more spirit, more curiosity, more gratitude. And then watch what happens. And then at the end of the day-to-day, we're ready for tomorrow. We're, again, we wake up with this same intention. You know, my life is getting bigger every day. My life is getting better every day. I'm more connected to the people I love every day. I feel more of who I am every day. Whatever that crescendo you want, it's waiting for you. It's waiting for you. And it's a practice. Just like everything that is important to us, I believe, we practice it. We, first of all, we're conscious of what's important. We're intentional about what's important. We practice what's important. And then we do it again the next day. So that's what I wanted to talk to you about. And let's have a little more of this epic music because I love the name of it. Kind of really lovely, isn't it? I feel it's just very inspiring, at least to me. I don't even know. I should tell you where it's from, but there. I'll post a link. Okay, so listen. I'm glad you're here with me. I appreciate you so much. I hope this is something that you'll think about and practice. Maybe it will live with you like it does with me. You know, that phrase, living life in crescendo. And as always, if there's something that gets sparked from this, if it touches you in some way, let me know. I love to hear from you. I know I can't always respond to everybody, but please know that I do read everything that I get, and it means the world to me. It's part of the connection of all of this. For me, it's part of the crescendo feeling is getting to connect with you and deepen our relationship. So I always love to hear from you. Please know that. And even if I don't respond, I still love to hear from you. Have a great day. And here's to the crescendo. Bye-bye.